from Johnny Cash's place?
I do.
Get over to Porter Barn.
Get inspired.
Get inspired. Absolutely. Talk about recycling, repurposing, and reusing. Jennifer and I have mentioned a couple examples. We've actually just recently completed at our house a fireplace mantle from my grandmother's, a steamer trunk that I guess, I don't know if that really qualifies. That's just a nostalgic memento that mm-hmm. we're spending more money than we should just because it is what it is.
Yeah.
A steamer trunk that came over the
Cumberland Gap.
Thank you. I just drew a complete bit. Cumberland Gap with your great-grandmother in a covered wagon. So that's a piece of family history we'd like to hang on to.
Yeah, we had a little end table you bought when we first married, and I refinished that this week because it was looking pretty rough.
Also owned by a famous person, Jocko Conlon, first Major League Baseball umpire that was ever admitted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And then we were talking about Johnny Cash lumber that were available at Porter's. And then you're talking about the rest of the resource guide for getting people ideas on how to reuse things.
Absolutely. You can go on the website and get that off of there and find all the links to the things we talked about.
The Rosie on the House website.
Rosie on the House website. Yeah. But I want to talk just a little bit more about Habitat because I talked to them this week. And here's a great example of a great find. USAA just decided to remodel their building.
The insurance people.
Yes.
Okay.
And so they donated all this carpet squares. It's 419 pallets of carpet squares, and they're in the restores now. And so you can go in there and buy these big squares. They're 18 by 18, and you can, you know, do a fun room, do the kids' room,
do
a garage, laundry room.
Yeah.
And then as things get stained, you just tear off the square. You don't have to do the whole room. And that's just a ton of fun. And you can even Pinterest, Google carpet squares, and it'll show you all kinds of fun things you can do with it. But if you buy those squares new, they're $3.50 a square foot.
Okay.
Or a piece. We'll just say it that way, a piece. And then if you buy them from the restore, they're 25 cents a piece.
From $3.50 to 25 cents.
Yeah. So you buy just a whole stack of extra ones for when somebody's taking
it. Oh, sure.
Or if you have a rental home.
Yeah.
You have a rental home because people don't take care of that as well as they do their own home. So it's a great resource. And as
419 pallets.
They have got tons, tons.
Man.
And, I went in a couple times in a row, and there was a sale going on. I was like, well, how do I know when there's a sale?
Now, you're talking about the one down at Central and Watkins, the big original restore.
So I asked him, how do I know when the sale is and how long it goes? He goes, well, it's just a matter of when we have excess, then we'll run a sale so we can get rid of it and make some room for some more stuff. So you just have to kind of keep your eyes open. And the other thing he told me was that, for the last 4 years, Habitat was also hit by the recession because people didn't have as much to donate. But right now they're taking apart a house a week. So that
seriously?
Mm-hmm, they've got 12 full-time crew members that deconstruct these homes.
And well, I know our remodeling company has certainly gotten a lot busier, that's for sure.
Good time to go down there and look and see what you can find. You just can't go with a mission. You have to go with your creative juices flowing and just take your time and look at things. And if you like something, think, how could I use that? It's a great family project, too. Teach your kids that things have value. You know, you don't have to buy things that are going to last a year or 5 years. Let's buy something that's going to last a couple generations.
You know, one of the things I really enjoyed doing with the kids as they were growing up is we had a broken box in the garage. And as things broke, everything got put in that garage. And then one night a week, we would just all sit down and I'd kind of demonstrate to them how to rewire it or how to reconnect it or how to refasten it or glue it or strap it or whatever it was. And we saved a lot of things that way.
But people aren't taught to save things anymore. This generation, you pitch it and you get another one.
Yeah. So that's Rosie on the House. We've been talking about recycle, repurpose, reuse. Please rethink of everything before you actually put it in a trash can. Rethink it through and make sure there isn't a better place it might could go. Next week, we're going to be talking about another topic I'm very passionate about. And you know, before we leave Recycle Repurpose, I'd like to thank the Hartogs, regular listeners of the show, that kind of triggered this whole topic itself. So the best of luck to you. It breaks my heart that you have sold the ranch down in Sulphur Springs Valley, but I know it was important to you and your family, and it accomplished exactly what y'all wanted to get done. But now we're just going to have to make friends with the new owner enough to get invited again.
There you go.
But next week, a house was recently built close to the neighborhood we live in, and I would tell you that it was, as I watched it go up, I have to tell you, it was as close to the most perfect house I've ever seen built in my 45 years of Arizona construction. I was blown away with this house, and we're going to be talking about it a lot next Saturday. If you want ideas and tips and materials on what to put into a home for what I consider the perfect Arizona home, you're going to have to stay tuned next Saturday because we're going to cover a lot of it. This is absolutely the closest thing to a maintenance-free home that you can have. And I'm not talking maintenance-free for the duration of a few appliance warranties. I'm talking about maintenance-free for decades. Decades. And if you had a house like that, you could spend more time joining us on all of our travels as we travel around the great state of Arizona. Don't forget, if you visit our website this week, rosieonthehouse.com, register for a chance to win a Sanderson Ford Arizona Office of Tourism staycation. You get to pick where you want to go, when you want to go, no blackout dates, and we'll set it all up for you. It is your vacation in Arizona, designed by you. Hey, y'all. We're having a great time here at the Arizona Crawfish Festival. We'll be here the rest of the day serving crawfish from noon till they run out, 9 p.m. We got 2,500 pounds to cook up. Get on over here this next week. Y'all have a great, great week. We like to leave it with this. Laissez la bonne temps rouler.